I'd like to share with you a story of Dr. R., one of my favorite colleagues. I met him during my first year on the faculty in 1989. He was a popular professor in family medicine. We shared an enthusiasm for teaching and a love for our students. We would often chat after meetings or when we saw each other in the hall. He asked me if I could be his doctor. I agreed. He would come to see me every year for a checkup. Every time I saw him, I'd always feel better. I was his doctor, but whenever I saw him, I would feel better. About 10 years after I became his doctor, we had our first major disease we had to confront. He was diagnosed with prostate cancer. We met multiple times to discuss what the best treatment was. He told me that this was the first time he had thought about his mortality, though we were not sure how his diagnosis would impact his life. Luckily, he did very well with treatment, and we went back to yearly clinic visits. In 2007, Dr. R. had an episode of abdominal pain and was admitted to the hospital. He was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer that involved the large bowel. He had surgery and a very large mass was removed. He met with an oncologist and got started on chemotherapy because this kind of tumor has a very high rate of recurrence. After 1 year, I got a call from Dr. R. He seemed so tired and stressed. He had been seeing the oncologist every 3 months to have CT scans to check if the tumor had recurred. He felt well, but the stress of watching for the return of the cancer was overwhelming to him. He asked me if he could just see me and if I could take over following the cancer. Dr. R. would get extremely nervous and anxious a week before his CT scan. He wouldn't be able to sleep or really work because of the stress. We decided that we would go to fewer CT scans because the process was costing Dr. R. a week of his life each time. We wanted him to enjoy every day of his life, not lose time to stress. Another thing we decided on was that when I ordered a CT scan, I would not tell him ahead of time. Dr. R.'s wife would tell Dr. R. on the morning of the scan, and then I would meet with him immediately after the scan to give him the results. This plan worked great. He would spend less time being stressed. For many of my visits with Dr. R., I had a medical student see him first. Often the student would be anxious, wondering if such a famous doctor would be upset having a medical student take care of him. Dr. R. loved seeing the medical students and always was supportive of them. When I entered the room, Dr. R. and the students would often be laughing. He always asked the students how they were doing, and the students always felt better after their visit with Dr. R. He had the same positive effect on them that he had on me. We both loved taking care of the whole patient, and we loved teaching even though I did it as an internist and he did it as a family physician. We were both doctors who loved what we did. In October 2011, Dr. R. told me he had developed persistent abdominal pain. He was hoping his cancer had not recurred in his abdomen. I immediately ordered an abdominal scan which showed extensive recurrence of cancer in multiple areas of the abdomen. He wanted to talk to me about end-of-life issues, especially about the avoidance of suffering if nothing else could be done. He was very sad but realistic. He knew he probably had a few months left to live. We discussed a switch of the chemotherapy, hoping it would lead to a good response, and he went to see his oncologist in Portland. He was put on a new medication. When I saw him 3 months later, I ran to him and gave him a big hug. I told him the new medicine was working great and that the cancer had shrunk by 75%. He was teary-eyed, so was I. He said he was going to take each day as a gift. He was going to spend more time with his family, travel, see friends, and spend more time with his students. He told me that they were his family, too.